You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In Maseches Megillah, the Gemara speaks about Kriyas HaTorah, how many aliyahs you give. Shal Sheni B'Chamishi, and Chanukah and Purim, you only give three aliyahs. On Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, there's a Kedusha Sayyam, you give four aliyahs. On Yom Tov, you give five aliyahs. And then Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you give six and seven. But it's a Machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, which is the higher number. So Rabbi Akiva holds that Yom Kippur is on top. Yom Kippur has seven aliyahs and Shabbos has six. And we don't follow Rabbi Akiva, we follow Rabbi Yishmael, that Shabbos has seven aliyahs, Shabbos is a higher level of Kedusha, and Yom Kippur is only six aliyahs. There's such a related machloika, it's not identical, but it's pretty similar in Shabbos and the Mishnah. What if you have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, which has the higher level of Kedusha? You're not allowed to do hachone. There's a din. Let's say I want to set up the chairs for a Malava Malka. So it's a Dvar Mitzvah to have a Malava Malka, but you're not allowed to set up the chairs on Shabbos afternoon for Mitzvah Shabbos. That's an Issa Derabbanan. That's not an Issa Deraisa. That's an Issa Derabbanan. So what if you want to set up the chairs on Yontif for Shabbos? So you want to shtel the Sefer Torah. It's Yontif, and Mitzvah Yontif is going to be Shabbos, so you want to roll the Sefer Torah to the right place. So in Shulchan Aruch, there are three different opinions about shteling the Sefer Torah on Yontif for Shabbos. So one opinion is, if you made an Erev Tavshilin, it's Mutter. If you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, it's not Mutter. In order to do a Hachona on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you have to make an Erev Tavshilin. The second sheet in Shulchan Aruch is that even an Erev Tavshilin doesn't help, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion, Erev Tavshilin only helps for Inyone Achila, for Inyone Su'udah. Doesn't help for other Hachonas. Going to make another Hachona. It's nothing to do with food. Let's say I want to give a shiur on Shabbos. Every Shabbos afternoon, let's say I give a shiur on Minchas Chinuch or whatever. And there's an Erev in the neighborhood, but I just want to bring my Minchas Chinuch to Shul. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says that Erev Tavshilin only allows you to do hachonis that have to do with eating food. Other things, the Erev Tavshilin doesn't help. And Rabbi Kiveger disagrees, and he says no. He says, the Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph has a machlok. It's the same two Tana in Shabbos. Masechah Shabbos has a machlok. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, about making a hachon and making the beds on Shabbos for Yontif, a Yontif for Shabbos. So Yontif for Shabbos, and Shabbos has a higher level of kedusha than Yontif. Clearly, so that's mutter to make the hachone. Rabbi Kiveger writes, even without an erev tavshil, you don't. A hachone that doesn't involve any malacha, it doesn't need an erev tavshil. The only time you need an erev tavshil, you want to cook food. You want to carry food outside of the erev. There's no erev. You want to do a malacha on Yontif for Shabbos. Then the takanas chachamim min ateretz mutter without erev tavshil. Erev tavshil is only with the rabbanan. But Rabban, you need an Erev Tavshilin. Rabbi Kiveger shows from the Mishnah that just to make a hachana where there's no melacha at all, that is as long as you're doing a yonta for Shabbos, or you're doing, so then that's mutter, because Shabbos has a higher level of kedusha. So what about to make a hachana from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, or Shabbos to Yom Kippur? So that's a machloikas in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shmuel, sort of l'shitasai, Rabbi Shmuel says that Shabbos has seven aliyahs and Yom Kippur has six aliyahs. That's how we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. So to make a hachana, to set up the chairs on Yontif for Shabbos would be permissible. It's a hachana b'li malacha. It's only a din derabbanan. And from a lower level of kedusha to the higher level of kedusha is mutter. I feel a b'li erev tavshilin, because there's no, you can't make an erev tavshilin when you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. It's not trying to make an Erev Tavshil. You can't do any malachas. So he says he Rabbi Akiva Eger has in a few places. So he writes on Mishnayos on this Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Masechah Shabbos and Perik Eluk Shorim. So he says you see from the Mishnah that it's Mutar Bali Erev Tashon. So Rabbi Shmuel Lushitasa says you're permitted to make a Hachana Yom Kippur for Shabbos, but not Fakir, not Shabbos Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Akiva, who held Fakir that Yom Kippur has seven Aliyahs, and Shabbos has six aliyahs. He holds that they're both on the same level. You're not allowed to prepare not Shabbos for Yom Kippur, not Yom Kippur for Shabbos. The aliyahs, you give seven on Yom Kippur is the same as Shabbos. The Issa Melach is the same. No Heter Echol Nefesh. But they're both on the same level of Kedusha. So you're not allowed to make any Hachonis, not Shabbos to Yom Kippur, not Yom Kippur to Shabbos. That's a shaila about Machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. We follow Rabbi Shmuel. That's unusual. Usually we follow Rabbi Akiva. The whole Maseches Yuma has eight prokim. So the first seven prokim are all about the Seder HaVoida, all about the Karbonos on Yom Kippur, and the last perik is all about the Hamisha Inuyim. So the Mishnah lists off, the Mishnah on the last perik lists off all of Hamisha Inuyim. Achilas Shtiyah is considered one Inui, even though they're very different, the Shir is different, the Shir for Achila. The Shir in Kol HaTorah Kula, let's say how much food they have to eat in order to say a Bracha Achroina, how much trefa food they have to eat in order to get Malkus. So we paskin, there's a Machleg Zabyechon and Mishlokesh, we paskin Chatzi Shir Osam and HaTorah. It's an Issa Deraisa to eat less than the Shir of Macholos HaSuris. But there's no malchus, there's no onesh. So in order to get an onesh, what is the shir? So by achila, the shir is kezayis, and by shtiyah, the Rambam writes that the shir is revius. Tosfos in a few places is not sure how much wine do you have to drink in order to say a bracha achreina al hagefen, al pri hagefen. Tosfos says maybe meloy lugmov, that's the shir shtiyah for Yom Kippur. Meloy Lugmav. Meloy Lugmav is less than a Revius. Revius is a Beit Samachzo. And Meloy Lugmav is a Roiv Revius by an Odom Beinani. That's how the Rishonim point out. So Meloy Lugmav is less than a Revius. The Tosfos is not sure whether the Shear is Kezayis. The Shear, if you eat grapes, is Kezayis. Maybe drinking wine is the liquid form of grapes, and maybe just like grapes, the Shear is Kezayis. The Mechaber quotes that Sofik. How much wine do you have to drink in order to say the bracha achrena al hagefen al pri hagefen? Whether the shir is kezayis or the shir is meloy lugmav. And the more popular shita is the Rambam shita that you have to drink a revius. So the shir for oichlim is kezayis and kol ha-Torah kula for bracha achrena. So shir for oichlim is kezayis, the shir for mashkim is revius. And Yom Kippur, everything is different. The shir for achila is kosevis sagasa. Kosevis sagasa is more than a kezayis. Bigger shear than kezayis. And the shear for mashkim is less than a revius. It's a meloy lugma, which by an onan beinani is a roiv revius. So it's less. How come everything is different? So the Gemara said, because on Yom Kippur, it's not really a din of an isra achila. It's not an isra achila shtiyah. It's a din of inui. So kim lehul rabbanan, that's the shear. If you're going to eat less than a kosevis agasi, it didn't violate the inui, bishle musa. And if you're going to have and by drinking, the shear is less than a revius. It's a meloy lugma is already the shear. It's a violation of inui. It's interesting. How do you determine what's considered oichel, what's considered mashke? So we usually think that whenever you're drinking something that's liquidy, that's a mashke. Whenever you have a solid, a gush, a double gush, that's an oichel. So it's not so pashut that's correct. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Halacha Lamaisa from the Chayei Adam that if you eat a bowl of soup, how much soup do you have to, let's say you have vegetable soup and they strained out all the vegetables. So the vegetable soup is clear. Or you have chicken soup and they strained out all the chicken. It's only chicken soup and it's very liquidy. It's very watery. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayei Adam that the shear for bracha achreina on soup is a kezayis. Why is it kezayis? I bet it's a beverage. So he says that it's a mashke. So that's what the Chayyadim says based on the Gemara in the last parak and Yuma. The Gemara seems to say that the difference between Ochel and Mashke is not so much liquid versus solid, but rather food versus beverage. So beverage is something that you usually drink when you're thirsty. If you have nothing else to drink, so you'll drink soup. If you're thirsty, you have no brera. But usually people eat soup. You say you eat soup, or you drink soup. You don't drink the soup in a cup. Some people do. But a cup, you drink a beverage when you're thirsty. The soup you eat in a bowl. So you really, it's something that you eat to give yourself nourishment. So that's, the Gemara seems to say that that's a definition of oichal. Something you eat to give nourishment, and that's called oichal. And mashke is something that's a beverage. What does the Gemara say there in Yuma? Gemara says, achila shtiyah is one iser, the chamisha inuim. So let's say a person eats b'shoigeg on Yom Kippur. He knows that on Yom Kippur you don't wear shoes and you daven all day and you wear a kittel. He knows a lot of things about Yom Kippur, but he never knew that you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. So he ate and he drank on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, the Chumash says, if someone does an aver b'shoigeg, he has to bring a korban chatas. When is that? When is the chata? Only called tovach. If he would have violated the aver b'mezid, he would have been chayv kares. Then if he violates a b'shogeg, it's chayv achatas. So Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that even though we have chamisha inuyim, you only chayv kares, and nefesh shalos suuna, b'etzem ayam hazeh v'nichruso, there's only kares on achila shtia. There's no kares on the shari inuyim. So that's why there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. On the first Mishnah, in the last parak, the Ran has a long arichas, and the Tosfos Rishonim, on the Daf, the first Mishnah and the last Perek, has the Machlokes of Rishonim, with the Shari Nuyim Ad Deraisa de Rabbanim. So they quote the Baal HaTos, they quote the Rabbeinu Tam, who insists that only Achila Shtia is Deraisa, Shari Nuyim is only with the Rabbanim, because the Gemara said there's only Koris if you violate Achila Shtia. If you violate Tashma Shamita, Rechitza Sicha, Nilas Asandal, there's no Koris. So Rabbeinu Tam argued, how can it be? It's all learned out from one pasuk in a nefesh alu evinisimus nafsh seichem. You tell me that on the four inuim there's no kares, only achilu shtia this kares. How can it be? In one pasuk everything's included in one pasuk on the level of deraisa. Why is there no kares on the shari inuim? So it must be that the shari inuim are the rabbanim. If it would be all menat Torah, there should either be kares on everything or on nothing. It can't split. I didn't really understand the Rabbeinu Tam's argument. We have such a din by dam. If a dam, chelev dam, there's a chi of koris. But dam, there's only koris on dam shanashama yotzebo. If an animal bleeds to death, or you shech the behemoth, so the dam shanashama yotzebo, first the dam comes out, a little bit of dam comes out, that's not dam shanashama yotzebo. Then the Gemara says the color changes at the time of its yes nisham. So dam shanashama yotzebo has koris. A dam halev. After you shech the animal, you take the heart, so the dam that's in the lave, you have koris. But let's say you have a piece of flesh, and you squeeze out the dam. So if you cook the flesh without salting it, so that is dam shebishla. So dam shebishla, we paskin, Ashkenaz and paskin is only the Rabbanan. In Mechaber, it's a little unclear, but I think most of the Sfarad Shacharim also hold, like the Ramor, that dam shebishla is only the Rabbanan. It's machlokes in the Gemara. Because dam shebishla by karbonis, you can't be, you're not Yosef, you're Zorek on the Mizbeach. Let's say you have a yayin, lenesech. So yayin mevushal is not kosher lenesech. And Ezrika's hadam by karbonis, dam shebishla is not royal Ezrika, ala Mizbeach. And what else? Let's say the emurim, you have to burn emurim on the Mizbeach, and it's going to be the reach nichayach. The reach is going to go up to the sky, as if the Rabban Shalom is in heaven above, and the reach goes, as if we're sending the Reach Nechayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you cook, the Gemara says, if you cook the Emurim first and then you burn them, on the Mizbech, not Yotzei HaKtorah, because it has a different Reach. When it's raw flesh and you burn it, on the Mizbech, it has one Reach. And if you cook the Rebbe, then it's going to have a different Reach. So that's not the right Reach. And the Pasuk says in Chumash that Chayv Koris, if one eats Dam, because Ani Nesate Lechem Ala Mizbech Lechaper, So dam shebishloi is not good lechaper. You're not yotze if you do zrikas adam dam mevushal. You're not yotze. The Gemara says that the whole issa of dam shebishal is on the rabban. Yeah, but let's say you take a piece of flesh you didn't salt it yet, and you squeeze out all the dam and you drink that dam. So that's not dam shebishal, but that's adam shanashama yotzebo, and that's not dam hakonas belev. So the Gemara says that that's an issa deraisa, but there's no chorus on that. So all the kinds of dam. Dam shanasham yotzebo, dam evarim, dam hakonis belev. All the dam is included in the pasuk. It's an isa deraisa. And some forms of dam there is chorus, and others there's no form of, there's no chorus. If you have dam evarim, then it's an isa deraisa, there's no chorus. They have one pasuk, and sometimes the dam has chorus, sometimes it doesn't have chorus. So why is it such a hechrich to say there must be the other four inuim, other rabbanon? Because the Gemara said, "Beferish, there's no chorus." Learned that from the Psukim. Chorus is only Achilas Shtiya. Why does that prove conclusively that the Shari Noim Ader Rabban can have Shari Noim Ader Aisa, and then there still is no chorus, even though it's all in one pasuk. The pasuk tells you when there is chorus, when there's no chorus. Anyway, that's a machlokes Rishonim, whether the Shari Noim Ader Aisa the Rabban. So there's only chorus on Achilas Shtiya. So let's say the person knows on Yom Kippur you wear sneakers. He knows on Yom Kippur you wear a kittle. He knows everything but Achila Shtiyah, never heard of it. So if he does Achila and Shtiyah, it's considered as if he did Achila many times. Behelam Echad, you only have one Chatas because it's one Issa. Achila Shtiyah is one Issa. Even though Achila the Shir is Kosev Sagasa and the Shtiyah the Shir is Malah Lugmas. It's a different Shir. That's my achila shtiyah, not mitztarfen. Let's say I have a half a kishir of oichlim on Yom Kippur, I have a half of a kosevus agasa, and I have a half of a malalugmav. It's not mitztarfen. It's only mitztarfen if it's shmoseim shovim and shurim shovim. But here the shurim are different. By oichlim the shir is kosevus agasa, by mashkim the shir is malalugmav, so it's not mitztarfen. But the Shem Echad, that's Achila. Achila Shtiyah is Shem Echad. That's the Mishnah. Mishnah has like that. So there's a Machlekes HaRishonim where the Inuyim are Deraisa Rabban. How can it be that the Inuyim are all Deraisa, let's say, Rechitza? So the Mishnah says that a Kala who just got married, Medina Mishnah, is a lot of wash her face. She just got married. We don't want the husband to have the Varf Anum Chen. He just got married last week, and she doesn't wash her face Yom Kippur. She looks awful. Or the Melech washes his face. Where's the Pikuach Nefesh? When you have an Issa, there Issa. Even to violate an Issa Chatzishir. If you have an Issa, there Issa, the only heter is when there's a Pikuach Nefesh, a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. But just that the Kala should look good for her husband, and the Melech, Shemelech, B'yofyo Techazena Einecha, the melech always has to be good-looking, spiffy, has to go, that everyone should have respect for him. But that's not a sofek pikuach nefesh. Why is it mutter? Does not show that rechitz is only the rabbonim. So the Balei HaTosfos on the first Mishnah in Yume, and the last Perek in Yume, Balei HaTosfos answer that that's a good proof, that rechitz is only the rabbonim. When we say rechitz is the rice, so all the chamisha inuim, we mean rechitz is kol aguf. If you take a shower, you take a bath, kol aguf, then it's deraisa. But rechitzas miktzas men aguf, that's only derabbanan. So the coolest that the Mishnah has is only if you're going to wash until it's yadayim, that's miktzas men aguf. But kol aguf, that they say will be a deraisa. So then the achreinim are bothered with the kasha. We pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, the chatzishir is also menator. That machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish happens to be talk on the first daf and the last perek, that the Mishnah says how much you have to eat a kashir in order to be chayv kores, in order to be chayv chatos b'shoy, because she's on a kores, she gigos a chatos. You have to eat a kashir. You have to drink a kashir. If you have less than a kashir, then there's no kores and there won't be any chayv chatos. So, but what about chatzishir? Chatzishir is deraisa derabbanan. So that's machleis of Yechon Mishlokesh on the first. The perek begins on Amid Beis and the next Amid Aleph. The first Amid Aleph and the last perek is machleis of Yechon Mishlokesh. We pass on like Rabbi Yechon, and the Chatzishir is awesome in our Torah. So if you all rechitzes kol aguf is deraisa, then why shouldn't mixes men aguf be also awesome in our Torah? And the only heter should be pikuach nefesh. So that's what Achrenim asked that kasha. So they say that's not called Chatzishir. They all quote even the people who don't, not in the practice of reading the Meiri all the time. Meiri a lot of times has different girsas in the Gemara and different shittas. He was from the Chachmei Provence. They had different traditions and about a lot of things. So the Meiri always has out of the way opinions. But over here, the Meiri has a famous piece. If he carried Dalai Lama's, Mabed Dalai Lama's, B'shul Sarabim, that's an Issa Deraisa. So what if you carry two Amas, B'shul Sarabim? Are you going to say Chatzishir Osman HaTorah? It's not so. The Gemara says, as far as even to carry two Amas is Mutar, even Mid Rabbanan in the B'shul Sarabim. There's no Issa to carry less. Why don't you say Chatzishir Osman HaTorah? That's famous. The Miri says, no, Chatzishir Osman HaTorah. If you're doing this, that's a chatzay melocha. That if you only carry two amas, that's a chatzay melocha. Sometimes in need this year, the Ragachava has l'shaynis. He coined two different expressions. There's a shir nekuda and a shir mitztaref. Chazer, less than a kazais, is also chazer. Basa b'cholav, less than a kazais, also basa b'cholav. It's the same thing. You just have to eat enough of it in order to have to be called an achil p'chus mekazais. But basically, if you eat less than a kazais, you're also, it's a shir mitztaref. You have to add up enough. Then it adds up to a kazayas. So the mashkim tell it adds up to revias. But carrying Dalai Lama's b'shul Saram, that's a shir nekuda. It's not called marba Dalai Lama's. If you carry something less than Dalai Lama's, on the level of the Rashi, it's het gomer. That's not called chatzi shir. To wash your hands is not a chatzi shir of taking a bath or taking a shower. Chitzes kalaguf in language, it's a different. You take a bath and washing hands is a rechitza. It's a different, we use a different verb. Yeah. So that's what's enough kemina halacha lamaisa, whether the chamish noim is there, isa rabbanon. So the Gemara has a machloikas hatanoim about ne'ilas hasandal. What's the definition of sandal? Sandal only shall or. Only if it's made from leather or anything that's megan. Let's say you have a pair of sneakers and the sneakers protect your feet. If you're wearing socks, so socks is not megan. But if you're wearing sneakers or wooden shoes, some countries they used to wear, they still wear wooden shoes. They told me in Ireland, some people still wear wooden shoes. So that's a shaila. Is that called a nila sasandal? So it's relevant for chalitza. V'chol sanala me'al ragloi. Can you fulfill the mitzvah of chalitza if you have a nal that's not made from leather? So we are machmer on that. We hold that you only yotze. Why? That's based on the pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel Anabi describes Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam took Bnei Yisrael out when Nisim in the floors from Mitzrayim, and like delivering a baby, like someone delivers a baby, and then when the baby. So you wash off the baby, and you shmir on oil, and you put on diapers, whatever. And then when the baby is old enough, so you put on shoes. So the pasuk has the lashon, the nolach tochash. Tachash was an animal in the days of the Mishkan, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They made choshim v'atzishitim. They made oros choshim. So Gemara says that tachash, Gemara says, and Tachash doesn't exist today. It's an animal that only existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it must have been a kosher animal, must have been Malagir, Mafis Parsa, because we have Gemiri, we have Alocha Moshe Mitzinai, the Huchshur, the Melech HaShamayim, Alor Behem, Torah Belvad. You wouldn't be allowed to use Oros Choshim for on the Mishkan if Tachash would be a non-kosher animal. That's how the Gemara says, how do you know? How do you know that the ritzuas of the tefillin have to be from Orbe Matura? Maybe you can use horse leather. So the Gemara says no. So that the cloth that you write the parshios of the Sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah, that has to be Orbe Matura. That we know from the pasuk. Lamantia Torah Hashem Eficha Menamuta Beficha. If you're writing psukim, if you're writing on mezuzah and Sefer Torah tefillin, you're writing psukim. Even on the Bayu Shal Rosh, you only have a letter shin. One letter shin, or we have two shins, one on one side, one on the other side. So you have one or two letter shin, And that's also called Divrei Torah. So you need that the parchment, the leather that the Baal Shel Rosh is made from has to be Or Behemah Torah, because of that pasuk, Manti Otero Sashem Beficha Meramuta Beficha. But how do you know that the Shel Yad, the Baal Shel Yad, there's no Oisius on that. How do you know that the Rizuis have to be Or Behemah Torah? Maybe it's even good Or Behemah Tmeah. So the Gemara says, no, that we have Gemiri, we have this, we assume Gemiri is Halacha Moshe Mesina. We have an old tradition. The Rambam maybe doesn't know. Rambam, every time the Gemara says Gemiri, the Rambam writes Mipi Hashmua Lamdu. He never says Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh. Always say, whenever it says Gemiri, they say Gemiri means we have Halacha Moshe Mesina. And the Rambam, the Netziv points out, the Rambam never says like that. Every time the Gemara says Gemiri, the Rambam writes Mipi Hashmua Lamdu. So it sounds as if the Rambam understood Gemiri means we establish the din based on some kind of a limud of Torah Shebal Peh, one of the Midrash HaTorah Nedrash has been generations ago. We forgot what the Alfus is. We forgot what the limud is, but it's a din deraisa. That's why the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirish HaMishnayis writes that Mishnayis contains the whole Torah Shebal Peh. And he tells you that there are five different sections to Torah Shebal Peh. And he says, the real Torah Shebal Peh, that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. I mean, there's no way to read it in between the lines at all. That's purely Torah Shebal Peh. So the Rambam says, there aren't so many Halachas Moshe Mesinai. I'll give you the entire list. He gives you a short list on the bottom of the page. And all the Gemara's brachas, at the end of brachas, they have the Hakdamas HaRambam, the Pirush HaMishnayis. So they have on the bottom of the page a Ha'orah that the Chabas Yoyer is on the Rambam. He left out so many halachas l'Moshe Mesinai. The Rambam says, this is a complete list and maybe I'm missing one or two. What do you mean one or two? You're missing half of the halachas l'Moshe Mesinai. So it's a pella. How did the Rambam think that that's a complete list? So the Netziv, in his, he wrote a commentary on the Shiltas. So he wrote the Hakdamah. It's not really Hakdamah to the Shiltas. It's not really Hakdamah to his commentary. It's like a Psicha Kolelis to Torah Shebal Peh. Very interesting. He wrote it in three different installments. First, he wrote the first part in the commentary of the Shiltas. Then it's Tzib's commentary on the Shiltas, printed in three volumes. First, the Bereshis and Shmoist, and the second volume is Vayikra. The third volume is Bamidbar and Dvorim. So he wrote it in installments. So he first put out the first installment in the first volume, second installment in the second volume, and the third installment in the third volume. Now that we have all the three, so they print the whole Hakdamah together, all the three parts together, in the beginning of the first volume, but you can buy it as a separate sefer. So the Netziv shows over there, the Rambam left out every time the Gemara says Gemiri, and Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh always say it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So the Rambam never says that. Whenever it says Gemiri, it says Mepi Hashmu Alamdu. Means that in some earlier generation, they established that this is the din based on Nidash HaTorah Nidash HaSbem. In the later generation, they didn't remember what the limud was. But it's not that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Halacha Moshe Mesinai means that there's no Yalfusa at all. So it's interesting. The Gemara, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzishir Asam and Atoira. But the Gemara has two Mekoiris for Rabbi Yochanan Shita. One mark that's in the last Perek and Yuma. That's the second Amud, last Perek and Yuma. So one marker is the Pasuk Kol Chelev, Lo Sel Chelev, Kol Duhu Chelev. Kol Shuhu means less than a Kazayas. Either it's based on a pasuk called the Hu Kol Chelev, or it's based on a svara. You don't even need a pasuk based on a svara that it's chazil it's tarufe. Chazil it's tarufe means I eat a chatzi shir, a chatzi zayis now, and Ali continued to eat the chatzi zayis tuch kedei achilas pras of the first chatzi zayis. Then it'll be a gloy milson on my friend that the avera began from the very beginning, not that the avera is only at the end when I mashlim the kazayas. No, it takes a while to eat the kazayas, and you can pause a little bit took the achilas pras, the amount of time that it would take to eat the pras of this food. So you can eat it slowly, and it'll be mitzdarev, and then it'll be a gloy muslim afer. They have already begun from the very beginning. So since chazil it's tarufe, so that's why this hasvar nasenis that it must be an isa derais. So that could well be the there's a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi, where the Chacham Tzvi thinks that chatzushiras manater only applies by midi de'achila, only by macholas hasuris. The Gemara has it by Yom Kippur, by a zar she'ochal truma. Zar she'ochal truma is misa b'dei shamayim, by kol chelev, by macholas hasuris. So the Chacham Tzvi thinks that if it's based on the pasuk kol chelev, he thinks that it only applies to macholas hasuris. But if you're all like the other mocker for Rabbi Yochanan, the chatzushiras matar is based on chozer litztarufi, then it shouldn't only be limited to macholas hasuris; it should apply to other things as well. So that's what the Magia on the Mishnah LaMelech. Mishnah LaMelech wrote long marachas, long essays, and once in a while they couldn't break down the long marachas to be user friendly. So they printed it like that. It goes on and on for a few pages. So those on Mishnah Melech, so hardly anybody reads. Who can read such tiny letters for four pages in a row? So most of the Mishnah Melech was rearranged. The Magia rearranged the Mishnah Melech. So whenever he has a long baroche, he breaks it down to little parts. So he puts one on one Rambam, he puts another paragraph on another Rambam, and sometimes he has to write. The Mishnah Melech wrote the long baroche, so he says, Kasher Avaira B'Somoch, I'll soon explain it. So here the Magia writes, we already printed it somewhere else. Le'el, not Lehalon. Sometimes he writes Kvar Bi'arnu, and because he rearranged the whole Mishnah Melech, so he says, not Kvar Bi'arnu, we're going to explain it in a Rambam later on. The one who put out the Likut of Midrash Me'am Lois, he was a big Talmid Chacham, so he was the Magia and the Mishnah Melech. He's the one who broke it down to the small parts. So he points out that Chacham Tzvi, who says a Chatzushiras Manatara, based on the Pasuk Kol Chelev, only applies to Midi D'Achila, is against the Rashi. There's a Rashi in Masechu Shabbos on Daf Ayin Heyam at Aleph. When you start Masechu Shabbos, a lot of people start from Daf Ayin Gimel. Ovis Melochas Aboim Chasarachas. The Masechta begins with Hoitzoah. But they don't get to the Lamates Melachas till the seventh Perek, till Perek Kal Godel. And it starts with Avos Melachas Abayim Chasarachas. So on Daf Ayin, that's on Daf Ayin Gimel. Now on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, there's a Rashi, a famous Rashi. Rashi says that Chatzushiras Manator applies to Melachas Shabbos. Let's say you do Bishul, and you won't, the Mishnah says, how much is the minimum amount of food that you have to cook in order to be chayv koris, in order to be chayv chatas b'shoigeg. So Rashi writes, if you cook less, or you do bora, you do whatever malocha you're going to do, you do the malocha less than the shear, so Rashi says it'll be chatsi shear osam in Torah, but there won't be an oinish. There won't be an oinish koris. But Rashi assumed the chatsi shear osam in Torah is not restricted only to midi d'achila, it applies to other things as well. That's what the Magia points out, that Rashi is against the Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. And really it should depend on the two opinions in the Gemara, in the end of Yuma, whether Rabbi Yechon Ashita Chatzushiras Matara is based on the Pasuk Kol Chelev, so then it sounds like it's only, perhaps, only Midid Achila. But if you hold that it's the Svara of Chazir Tzarufa, then it shouldn't only apply to Midid Achila, it should apply by anything. But sometimes you can't say. That's what the Miri writes in Shabbos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Miri posed the question we mentioned before. If you carry Beis Amos, the Shusaram, he said, that's not called Chatzi Shir. That's called Chatzi Malocha. Sometimes it's a Shir Nekuda. Until you have the full Shir, you didn't get the first base. You don't have anything. If it's a Shir Mitztarev, you swallowed tray for food, the nevela is nevela less than the shear also. Just that the full mais achila ain't achila p'chusim b'kazayis. But if you eat less than a kazayis, it's also called the nevela. It's also called basa b'cholof. That's a shear mitztar. Whenever it's a shear nekuda, then it doesn't make sense to say chatzushiras matar. That's what the achrayim all say, that to take a bith, rechitzas kol aguf, some rishonim hold that that's their isa. But rechitzas mitzman aguf, that's only going to be the rabban. That's why the Mishnah has kulas. Yeah, what's the difference whether the shari noyim ad raisa rabban, we have all the dinim. So we started to say, there is a machlokes hatanoim in Maseches Shabbos and in Maseches Yevamos by chalitza. Can you be yotze chalitza with only we are machmer? You have to have dafke leather, a leather shoe. And if it's megan, that's not enough. Even if you're wearing sneakers that protect your feet, that's not sufficient. So we machmer, you have to have leather. Not all of Rishonim Paskin like that. I think if I'm not mistaken, the Baal HaMor Paskin is that anything that's megan, even if it's not shel or, it's also considered a nal. So by Yom Kippur, it's fakert. If you'll say only shel nal is also, then you're makel to wear sneakers. If you hold like the Baal HaMor holds that even any footwear that protects the foot, sneakers will be an isa, it'll be an isa nilas sandal. So if it's, if nilas sandal ola, if the shari nuyim are only with the rabbanon, only achilush tiyas their isa. So the whole issue you're talking about is only the rabbanon to begin with. So then we assume a shulchanach, lahakel. If the sneakers don't have any leather, it's not the leather that's choifer, roif, haregel, there's no isa nilas sandal. But the quote from the Vilna Gaon, that since there are rishonim hold that nilas sandal is their isa, there are rishonim who hold that the halacha is like the other tanoim, that even if it's not shel or, it's also considered a na'al. So there's room to be machmer not to wear sneakers on Yom Kippur. Rav Soloveitchik always used to recommend because of this cheshbon. Many rishonim hold that sharenuim adaraisa. So nilas sandal is deraisa, and maybe you should be choshish. Maybe it's kedai to be choshish for the Baal HaMor and the Rishonim hold that even any midi de megan sneakers are megan. They protect the feet. Also has a din. So by chalitza we machmer. You have to dafke do chalitza. It's chalitza is mata divam alashuk. So then we insist it has to be dafke shalor because the pasuk says vanolach tochash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered the baby, Klal Yisrael, and he made the Jewish nation. So he washed the baby off, and he diapered the baby, he shmed out oil, he put on a diaper. And then when the baby grew a little bigger, Bnei Yisrael got developed a little bit, so he gave them Nalayim Shel Tachash. So that's the mocker of the Tana who says that it's only called the sandal if it's Shel Or. But other Tanoim disagree. Rav Soloveitchik always used to recommend if you're wearing sneakers on Yom Kippur, you should really have sneakers without arches, because the arches protect the feet on the bottom. Your feet are not going to be flat against the floor. The Rambam says a person should be margish koshi ha'aretz. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say. If you wear sneakers, but most sneakers have arches. So it helps protect the feet on the bottom, that your feet are not going to hurt. That's what he used to recommend. And that's from the Vilna Gaon. They say like that. You should be machmer on the Ilas Asana, because maybe it's really their Isa. Some wanted to make a machloikis Rashi and the Rashbam, which is very unusual. The Rashbam was Rashi's grandson, and they learned together. So the Rashbam really disagrees with Rashi. Abinatam was a younger brother of the Rashbam. He was a little child when Rashi passed away. So he felt free to disagree with Rashi about a lot of things. But the Rashbam was older, and the Rashbam learned with Rashi. So it's very unusual that he should disagree with Rashi. So there's a Rashbam in Bava Basra in Yad Naches Kabatim. The Gemara talks about carrying on Shabbos. So the Rashbam says that there are a lot of Mishnayos in the middle of Masech Shabbos. I think there are over two prokim whatever you carry on Shabbos, you only violate Hotzah if you carry Kashir. So are you carrying Meichel Odom? Are you carrying Meichel Behema? Are you carrying paper? Are you carrying leather? Are you carrying metal? Are you carrying wood? So it's boring Mishnais, but they give you the Shir. Are you carrying water? Are you carrying wine? So what exactly are you carrying? And each item has a different Shir. So the Rashbam comments when the Gemara at the end of Cheska Batim talks about Hoitzoah. So the Rashbam talks a lot. He always writes by Riches. So he says, and if you carry less than the Shir, then you won't be Chayiv Chatos because Melechas Machshevus Osu Torah. If you have less than the Shir, it's a lack of Melechas Machshevus. So if it's a lack of Melechas Machshevus, then it's only an Issa de Rabbonim. The phrase Melechas Machshevus, the Gemara Chagiga in the first parak points out, phrase Melechas Machshevus only appears in Chumash with respect to Asiyas HaMishkan. The Umnim had to make everything for the Mishkan Melechas Machshevus. But since the Psukim always say in Chumash, there's a mitzvah to build the Mishkan, but you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. As a few times like that. You're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos in building the Mishkan. So that's how we establish what's considered an Av Melacha. That's the Gemara, the first daf in Baba Kama, the base seminar. Hach the Havi b'mishka chashiba korele Av, hach the Havi b'mishka chashiba korele Tolda. Whatever was an important activity in Asiyas HaMishkan is considered an Av. So that's how we establish what's considered an Av Melacha. So since Melachas HaMishkan has to be Melachas Machshevus, so Memele, Chilul Shabbos, it's only considered a malacha if you're doing a malacha with a malachas machshava. So what is it in the mind? So let's say a person does a malacha b'mekalkel. So call him a kalkel b'turim because he's lacking malachas machshava. Or let's say the person is machal shabbos b'mesasek. He didn't realize. You walk in, a lot of times now, you walk in a hospital, you walk into the bathroom, the lights go on automatically. The person didn't realize that by opening up the door, the lights go on in the refrigerator. The lights go on in the room. When you walk into the room, the lights go on. So that's called Misasik. So the Gemara says Misasik is Potter on Shabbos, because Melachas Mashabbos Sosra Torah. So the Rashbam writes that if you do a Melach of Hoitzoy less than a Shir, so that's a lack of Melachas Mashabbos. Lack of Melachas Mashabbos, so it's going to be only the Rabbanan. It won't be an Issa Deraisa. So that's what some wrote Svarim years ago, that the Rashbam seems to disagree with Rashi. So the truth, because Rashi said in Shabbos Dafayin, hey, that's what the Magia and the Mishlei Melech pointed out, that even though the Chacham Tzvi wrote in the Tshuva, the Chatzushir is only Osir Min HaTorah by Midi D'Achila, by Yisuri Achila, but Rashi and Shabbos disagrees, because Rashi writes on Dafayin, hey, that it applies even to Melech HaShabbos. Chatzushir Osir Min HaTorah. But if you all like the Rashbam, so it's only going to be an Issa de Rabbanan on a Chatzishir. So the truth of the matter is, it can't be a Machlokes Rashi and the Rashbam, because the Rashbam is just quoting a Gemara. That's a Gemara in Zvachim. It's the last line in the Perek that's right before Ezel Mekoyman. It's the last line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about carrying on Shabbos less than a Shir. Those Mishnayos in the middle of Shabbos, 2.5 Prokim, that list off all the shurim for all the things that you carry, Meichel Odom, Meichel Behema, paper, and metal, and wood, and so on. So the Gemara said, B'feirush, if you carry less than a shir, it's a lack of Melechas Machshevus. So the Rashbam didn't say it on his own, just quoting a Gemara. What's Rashi going to do with the Gemara? So the Prima Godim writes, that Hoitzot, to begin with, his Melocha Grua. That's what Tosis points out on the first Mishnah in Shabbos, the opening Mishnah. Tosis says, why doesn't the Masechta begin with the Mishnah and Dafayin Gimel? Ovis Melochas Abayim Chasar. Begin with the Lamatas Ovis Melochas. Why does it begin with Hoitzoah? Tosis says, because Hoitzoah needs Chizuk because it's a Melocha Grua. The Rishonim have a whole Machloikis in Masechas Avodah Zarah. I think it's in the second parak in Masechas Avodah Zarah. The Ran quotes a Rashboa. Why is Hoitzoah Melocha Grua? And he gives his own explanation, two different explanations. But basically, it boils down to the same thing. The Lamatas Melochas, you're always changing something. Chorish, Zareh, Koitzah, Dosh, Ma'amer, you're changing something. The Baruch Shalom, when he created the world, the Melochas HaShabbos is Zechal Ma'aseh Bereishis. When the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, everything was creative. Everything was original chiddush. I'm carrying the keys from one place to the other, carrying a handkerchief in my pocket because I want to use it in the other location. But you didn't really chiddush anything new. So that to begin with is a hoitzoah, is a malocha grua. So if you do hoitzoah and you have less than a shear, then the Gemara says the shear by hoitzoah is needed, that it should be malachas machsheves. But the shear by other things is not because of malachas machsheves. There will be a din of chatzi shear, asman ha-tayra. Only the shear by hoitzoah is like that. That's what the Pimagodim has on the Gemara. The Gemara says if he carried less than a shear from the Rishus HaYochad into the Rishus HaRabim, let's say on Shabbos morning, then Shabbos afternoon, 10 hours later, in the same day, you carry another chatzi shear into the same Rishus HaRabim. So then there'll be mitzdarfim. The chatzi shear from the morning with the chatzi shear from the afternoon will be mitzdarfim, provided that the first chatzi shear is still there. But let's say someone will eat up the first, a person carried some food, less than a shear, and then someone ate it up. A behemoth ate it up, a person ate it up. And then by the time he carries the next chatzi shear, the first chatzi shear disappeared already. It was eaten up already. So then the Gemara says it's not mitzdarf. So the Bibin Gadim thinks that there's din, that it's not mitzdarf if it's nechal before the next chatzi shear was violated, that it won't be mitzdarf. That's only by hoitzua. Because the shear by hoitzua is needed because malachas malshevis, that was the Gemara. But whenever the other 38 malachas, where the shear is not being din malachas malshevis, it's not a malacha grua, it's a good malacha to begin with. So even if the first chatzi shear disappeared before you do the second chatzi shear, there's room to say that it will be mitzdarf. Anyway, so the whole discussion of chatzi shear osam and atara is on the first Omer Aleph in the last perek in Maseches Yuma. It's famous from Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, has a whole discussion about Masif and Mechol al HaKodesh. So the Gemara says beferish it applies to Shnas Hashmita. A whole year has Kedushas Man. So there's a din Masifim Mechol al HaKodesh a few months before Rosh Hashanah of Shnas HaShmita. You have to be Moshe Mechol al HaKodesh. It applies to Yontif and to Shabbos and to Yom Kippur and to any Zman. And to any Zman, there's a din Masifim Mechol al HaKodesh. The Rambam only quotes the din Masifim Mechol al HaKodesh by Yom Kippur. He never quotes it by Shabbos or by Yom Tov, only by Yom Kippur. So that's a question, why? So the Magen Mishnah comments on the Rambam that even on Yom Kippur, the dinam osif mechal alakadosh only vis-a-vis the inuyim, but not penegeh to the malachim. If there would have been a din of Masif Mechal HaKadosh for Malacha, then it should apply to every Shabbos and every Yontif. The fact that it only applies to Yom Kippur shows that it only applies to the Inuyim. There is the Magen Avraham has an interesting comment. He says, the Rambam only says that Masif Mechal HaKadosh on Yom Kippur for Inuyim, but he wouldn't say it by Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av does not Kedusha Sayyam, so why should you be Mosif Mechol al HaKodesh? That's interesting. The Minchas Chinuch points out that the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos in the end of Tainis, when the Mishnayos talk about the fasting on Tisha B'Av, a little bit about the Tanesim there in the end of Masechus Tainis, the Rambam writes there in the Pirush HaMishnayos, unless there's a misprint. But in the Rambam, as we have it, he said there is a din to be Mosif. You can't even use the Losh Mechol al HaKodesh. Tisha B'Av doesn't have any Kedusha Hayam. You should be Moisif on the Inuyim on Tisha B'Av also. Not just on Yom Kippur. Not like the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham thinks that the Rambam only applies it to Yom Kippur. But the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam only applies it to the Inuyim on Yom Kippur. It doesn't apply to the Melochas. Rav Soloveitchik thought that he never thought that that was correct. That it's one Kedusha Sayyim. That's Mechayiv you and everything. The same Kedusha Sayyim that Asas b'malocha on Yom Kippur is Mechayiv in the Chamisha Inuim. So once you're Mekabel to Sefer Yom Kippurim, So it should be chal on everything. The Merkavas HaMishnah writes like that. Merkavas HaMishnah also disagrees with the Magen Mishnah. He thinks once the Rambam wrote that there's a din in Masif and Mechol al HaKodesh by Yom Kippur, it means all the way, he can't have Lachatzoin. The Taz, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I was Mekabel Shabbos early. I was Mekabel Shabbos early. And I realized I didn't turn on the lights in the house. I'm going to be in the dark. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're permitted to ask another Jew who was not Mekabel Shabbos early that he should please turn on the lights for you. So the Taz has a whole discussion over there. Why is it mutter? But he was Moshe Michal al HaKadosh. So he says that Tosefes Shabbos is an inyan of Nedarim. If I'm not mistaken, he quotes it from the Maharal Miprag. He when he talks about the Maharal Miprag, he considers him like the God Lador. A few times that the Taz quotes Maharal Miprag, he can say that's the highest level of authority in the generation. So he says, "Benedorm haloich achaloshem in the adam." So a person who's mekabel tasefer Shabbos can be mekabel tasefer Shabbos on 30 melochas and not on the other 9, or can be mekabel tasefer Shabbos on the 9 melochas, not on the 30 melochas. You can be mekabel hatzayim. There are some who even want to say that you can be mata neder. It's a midin neder. So if a person realizes he got into trouble because he was Moshe Michoel al HaKodesh, it's only din neder, you can be matan neder, you can't do it. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that svara at all. That's why some of the recent svarim were medayik in the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. I don't think the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah was ever intended to be so precise that people have the right to be medayik on it. Mishnah Berurah is not so precise, not like the Rambam. Rambam is so careful with his lashonim. Mishnah Berurah is not that careful, not that meduyek. So they were medayik from the lashon of Mishnah Berurah that when you mekabel tasefes Shabbos, you have to say the peh because it's midin neder. So midin neder says nefesh kisishav alavate b'sasaim lohar alahetiv. It says by shvua in Parshas Vayikra, Chumash Vayikra, by nefesh kisishav. Levate b'svasayim lahara lahetiv. So just like you need levate b'svasayim by shvua, who are denami by nedorim. That's how most Rishonim say that a neder is not chal b'machshava. Others disagree with that, but that's what's usually assumed. So those gedolim who thought came up with this chiddush, that some of the gedolim of our generation think like that, that in order to be mekabel tasef as Shabbos or tasef as Yantav, you have to be mekabel b'peh. Rainy Mekabel like Dushas Hayom Shal Shabbos. Why? Because they hold that it's Midin Neder. So that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that's a very difficult svar. You can be Mekabel HaChatzoyin. You can be Mekabel HaChatzoyin. The Gemara had a Havamina in the last Perek in Yuma. The beginning of the last Perek, Gemara had a Havamina. That one who does Malacha during this man of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim should be Chayv Kores. Gemara says no, because it says, so it says the only chorus be'etzem ayam hazeh be'itzum shel yom on Yom Kippur gufa, but not on this man of Tosefes. So if the old concept of Tosefes is all midin neder, so how can it be that there's a chorus? The Pashta says it's not midin neder at all. And it's not that was the maskana. No, the maskana was you mekabel kedushas hayom. And you mekabel everything, the whole kedushas hayom. You can't be mekabel chatzoin, and you can't be mata neder. It's not a neder. So you thought, how you mekabel kedushas hayom by shvisa b'malocha, l'shem Shabbos. He's not going to do malocha. And he had a gemara in the end of Masech Shabbos where the gemara seems to distinguish. Let's say you have Shabbos next to Yontif, and you want to be mekabel the second day early in the afternoon on the first day. So if the first day is Yontif and you want to be Mekabel Shabbos early, you want to be Moshe Mechol al HaKodesh, so you abstain on Yontif, you can do Malachos Ochel Nefesh. On Shabbos, you can't do Malachos Ochel Nefesh. So if Shabbos is Chal B'Matzoi Yontif, then it's shach to have Masif and Mechol al HaKodesh to have Tosef for Shabbos. The last half hour of Shabbos, the last half hour of Yontif, you will abstain even from Malachos Ochel Nefesh. But for Keret, if Yontif is on Matzoi Shabbos, so on Shabbos you have to abstain from all malacha all malacha, even malacha zalcha nevi. So what are you going to be mekabel the kedusha zayim of yantiv early? What kedusha yantiv is mechayiv and simcha also. And Shabbos there's no simcha, and yantiv there is simcha. But to be mekabel the kedusha yantiv means to be mekabel the isuri malacha. So you can't be mekabel tosefes yantiv on top of Shabbos. Shabbos has more malacha sarasa than yantiv. So it's not shy to say he's going to do shvisim and malacha. On the end of Shabbos, it's going to be shvis min malacha l'shem kedushas yantiv. Shabbos has a higher degree of kedusha. He's already shvis min malacha then. That's a Rav Soloveitchik thought. Anyway, that's what the Markevus HaMishnah, and that Maga Mishnah, he disagrees with Maga Mishnah. He doesn't think that it's correct, that according to the Rambam, there's only Tosefis on Yom Kippur, on the Inuyim, and not on the Malochas. It's all one Kedusha Soyam. It's Mechayiv and everything, so if you Mekabel Tosefis for the Inuyim, so it's a Tosefis for the Yisa Malocha as well. The Mishnahis have in the end of Yuma the dinim of Pikuach Nefesh. That Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Kola Tarakula, except for Yehorek Valyava in rare cases. So if you have a Choyla, if there's a Sveka of a Choyla, so you have to tell them what he has to eat on Yom Kippur. Yeah. Usually the Gemara has a din there in the end of Yuma, Machila Mosul, let's say a person's in a concentration camp. They barely give you any food. They gave treif of food. Oh, the same thing in Siberia. When they were in Siberia, they gave them treif of food to eat. So they had no choice. The pikuach nefesh is doichem. It depends. The gedolim at that time thought that the Shoah was not lahaver al adas, that the Nazis were not interested. It wasn't the war against the Jewish religion. That it's a war to kill the Jewish people. If it would have been a war against the Jewish religion, then b'shas k'zeres hashmad, then you're not allowed to eat even treifas. If it's b'shas hashmad, it's yarg v'yab and everything. After the war was all over, then they listened to some of the talks that Hitler gave in the Reichstag. So he said that it's a war against the God of the Jewish people. He didn't like the Jewish religion. So then if they would have known that, B'shas Maisa, they probably would not have eaten a treif of food. If it's the Mizkavan La'aver al-Adas, then the din is Yehorek Val-Yaver, even on Shari Sur. But the Mishnah has that the din of Bikoch Nevesh, the Pashtas is from day number one, right after Matan Torah, right after B'nai Yisrael were told about the din of fasting on Yom Kippur, there were people the first Yom Kippur. After Matan Torah, there must have been people who were cholim miskenim. They had to eat on Yom Kippur, otherwise they're going to die. So the Pashtas is that there was always a din of pikuach nefesh is decha kol haTorah kula. Pashtas is like that. The problem is that in the book of Maccabees, Sefer Hashmonaim, we don't have the original. We have the Hebrew translation of the Greek, and we're not sure who wrote it. So they write it over there as if until the days of the Chashmonaim, this din of Pikuach Nefesh Decha Kol HaTorah Kula was not known. So we assume the Rambam in the Hakdamah, the Pirush HaMishnayos, in the print in the back of Brachas, the Rambam writes, he disagrees with the Gaonim. The Midrashim, there are several Midrashim where it says, Kol Masha Talmud Vasek Asad Lechadish Nemel Olamosh Mesinai. Every single sif in Mishnah Brura, every single halach was told to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. Every din deraisa was told. So the Rambam says, how come there's always machloikis? The Gemara is full of machloikis. On every page is machloikis. So the machloikis, according to the Goyim who understood these midrashim literally, kol mashe tamid vasa gasal charesh nebel la Moshe Mesinai, so they say the mocker of every machloikis is that they forgot what the din was. So the Rambam said, that's scandalous. They forgot every single din. The machlag is on every page in Shas. That's what the Abu Dram points out. There's only one perek in all of Shas that doesn't have machlokes mentioned in the Mishnah, that's a zeh mekayman. That's why the minhag is that we say zeh mekayman in the morning, because it has no machlokes at all. Pirkei Avos also, you don't have too much machlokes there. There's a little bit of machlokes there also, but not too much. Yeah. So how can it be? So the Rambam says he doesn't think that that's to be taken literally. Kol mashatam, every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, and every machlokes is based on shikchak. They forgot what the tradition was. How can it be? That's an embarrassment for the Jewish people. The most precious thing that we have is the Torah. They forgot kamat every single din. They forgot all the details of all the dinim. So the Rambam says, no, over the generations, they had to come up with, to read in between the lines, the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pema, in order to come up with new dinim that they never knew before. Not that it's just the Goyim are of the opinion, all the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pema are just a way to check whether your tradition is accurate or not. But yeah, you can't come up with a new din if you didn't have a tradition that that's the din. So the Rambam says it's not true. The Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pema, would nitnu lehidarish, they darsh a new dinim. There's even a machlokes achrayim, according to the way the Rambam says, the way we all assume that using Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Pema, we can come up with a new din. Do you assume the din is only chal mikan alahabo? Like if the Chachamim would have made a takana de rabbanon. So the takana de rabbanon, let's say they made the rush in the first perik in Chulin, has that famous discussion. The Chachamim one fine day made a gzeira on gvina sakum. You're not allowed to eat cheese that was processed by the goyim for 8 different reasons. Igmar has a whole bunch of different reasons. So when the Chachamim make a gzeira de rabbanon, whatever cheese was made before by goyim under supervision that is kosher, is still going to be kosher. Only what cheese that they're going to make, mikan al haba, will be also. So what if it's not a din de rabbanon that they invented? What if they darshan a din de raisa? Is a din only chal mikan al haba? Like a din de rabbanon, only chal mikan al haba? Or do you say, no, it's a glory muslim mafreya. Since the days of Maimon HaSinai, that was always lived in. So the Chazon Ish holds the mechudish takeaway that it's only mikan al haba. That's what they quote from the Chazon Ish. That's only mikan al haba. So we assume that over the generation, the Chacham were mechadish a lot of dinim deraisa, and it's even room to say that it's only chal mikan al haba. So the Pashto says that the dinim pikuach neves, that's Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, who found that all yeshivot b'nei Akiva and Eretz Yisrael, he has a lot of beautiful essays on a lot of different topics. He has, when he has his essays about Chanukah, so he talks about this topic. He thinks that it doesn't make sense at all. I think he's right. It does make sense to think that all the years when Maimon HaSinai till the days of the Chashmonaim, they didn't know the din of Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Kol HaTorah Kula. Not Nitan LaHayomer. Every Yom Kippur, there should be many people dropping dead. We have no record of this at all. Must have been. There was always a din. But in the Book of Maccabees, it says something like that. So he says he doesn't think that's what it means. There was some aspect in Hilchos Melchomah where there's no Pikuach Nefesh, no obvious Pikuach Nefesh. That was a question. And the Goyim would attack Dafka on Shabbos because they knew the Jews would not fight back. And that's what the Hashmonaim were Mechadesh, that to maintain Eretz Yisrael under Jewish control is also, you're allowed to do a Melchomah, be Mechal Shabbos, but they're right, so even though no one's life is B'sakona. Yeah, so that's the din of Pikuach Nefesh. The Pashto says Pikuach Nefesh. There are two kinds of Pikuach Nefesh. Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Velvel Soloveitchik write, and they spoke about this, as if Rav Chaim Soloveitchik came up with this Chiddush. But the Netziv learned in Valojin when half of the yeshiva on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the Netziv gave shiur. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik gave shiur on Shabbos, and each shiur was approximately on a daf gemara, a blat gemara. Then on Shabbos, they will chazar the sixth blat that they learned. Then next week again, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the Netziv gave shiur. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Rav Chaim gave shiur. Shabbos, they will chazar the sixth blat. So the daf yomi people make a siyum on Shabbos every 7.5 years. Here on Shabbos, they didn't learn another daf. They chazar the sixth blat. So it took a little longer than 7.5 years. But then they learned from Brachas to Nida, and then they went again from Brachas to Nida. They learned all of Shas. So this chilek that Rav Velvele writes in his sefer that his father was mechadish, and Rav Soloveitchik says that Rav Chaim was mechadish this din. The Netziv also said like this. The Netziv also, Rav Kook didn't want to follow Rav Chaim. He didn't want to go to Rav Chaim Shurim. He thought that Rav Chaim's making up new things, a new style of learning. He liked the Netziv, the old style. But he heard from Rav Chaim, he heard from the Netziv that this was a tradition in the days of Rav Chaim Valojana, not Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that there are two dinim of chayla eating on Yom Kippur. Let's say a person has cancer, and cancer can kill, but he or she, they're taking treatments. And the treatments, you have to eat. If you're not going to eat and you're not going to drink, the treatments are not going to help. The person is already bisakoni, trying to pull him, you're in the process of pulling him out of this sakona. So then there are no limitations, there are no restrictions. There's no din, and you have to machilim osa hakala kal tchila. But if he's a healthy person, the only thing is that he's not so strong. So you're afraid if he's going to fast the whole day, this may put him in a sakana, but he's not yet in any sakana. So then the Gemara says, machilim osa hakala kal tchila. If there are two foods to eat, let's say a person is in Siberia or in the concentration camp, and they have non-kosher food, and they have a choice of either eating chela v'dam, which is an isa koris, or eating basa b'chol and nevela trefa, which is an isa lav. So machila mosa akala kal tchila. Violate the isa lav, don't violate the isa koris. Or if you can eat pachas mekashir and wait a few minutes, then eat pachas mekashir. So it's not mitzdarif if it's not tuch kedei achilas pras. Chatzishir is awesome in Atorah. It's only muta b'mok and pikuach nefesh, but it's less of an aveira. It's not the same as, there's no koris if you eat chatzi shir. So if you can save your life without eating a shir sholem, then there's a din, machil mosa, kala kal tchila. Eat pachas mikashir, and then save your life. Why should you have to violate the full shir and violate an isa koris if you can save your life without that? But if the person already is bisakonas nefoshes, and we're treating him, we're trying to get him out of the sakonas nefoshes, it's not we're afraid he may become sick. He may become sick. He already is deathly sick and is going to die from the sickness unless we treat him. And part of the treatment is that he has to eat food. So then the Netziv, who didn't follow Rav Chaim, also followed this psak. That's what the Netziv writes in his sefer, that when he came to learn in Valojin, I think he came before his bar mitzvah or something like that. He came at a very young age to learn in Valojin. So he says, David Tebel, the Nachlas David was still alive at that time. David Tebel was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Valojiner. And Rav Chaim invited him to give shurim in the yeshiva during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Valojiner. So he was still alive, and he said this was the psak of Rav Chaim Valojiner, not Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. 90 years later, at the end, Chaim Soloveitchik was at the end of the period of Valojin. Chaim Valojina was from the beginning, he was the one who founded Valojin Yeshiva. So that's what they all held from this chilek, that if the person already is a chayla mesukan, and you're working on getting him out of this sakana, then you don't have this restriction of akala kal tchile. Just give him normal food. Truth of the matter, it says it in the Mishnah Brura, but everybody skips that line in the Mishnah Brura. So all the Rabbanim always insist you need Akala Kal Tchila. Rav Soloveitchik would say over every so often when his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, took his first Rabbanis position in Europe, Rav Chaim made him promise with the Atkias Kaf. Rav Chaim made him promise that he's going to paskan like him. That on Yom Kippur, you don't tell him Hakala Kal Tchila if the person is already in a situation, is already a Chayla Mesukan. You tell him to eat normal food. The Gemara says that if need be, If a person is a bisakana, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos and allowed to do all kinds of isurim to save the person's life, even though you're not going to really extend his life so much. It's only for chayushah. It'll extend his life briefly. So the Mishnah Berurah is, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, even for the purpose of chayushah, also, not going to extend 30 days, Yud Beis Chodesh, just briefly. So the Pashta said, that's only if the person is conscious. And you're going to extend his life another day or two. He'll hear Kiddush, and he'll shake a lulav. He'll wear tefillin. He'll do a mitzvah. He'll do tshuva. Mishnah Berurah says maybe he'll be mahar b'tshuva. But if the patient is unconscious, he's in a coma, and he doesn't know what's happening b'chlal, and the doctors say b'derech hateva there's no possibility that of it's irreversible. So then, what kind of chayushua? You know for sure it's not leading to anything. So then the Pashto says you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. V'chayisho, if it's Vadai, that you're not going to lead to anything. The Gemara says in Yuma, talk at the end of Yuma, in this Perek, the eighth Perek, that when you have to be Mechal Shabbos, you shouldn't do an Alidei Noshem, Alidei Ketanim, Alidei Nochrim, only Alidei Gedolei Yisrael. Why? Because if you only ask Nochrim to do Aktanim, Anoshim, so people will, the mistaken impression will be that it's really not permissible, but they're not Shom Shabbos anyway. The women are not so medaktik, and the Ketanim, they're before Bar Mitzvah, they don't know all the dinim anyway, so Nishgefeloch, but the real tzaddik, a real observant person shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos for a Chol HaMesukan. So Gemara says, you shouldn't do what you should do. They get only Yisrael by adults, not by Ketanim. That's the Posh Pshat in the Gemara. But the Rambam, when he quotes that Gemara, he says, they get only Yisrael b'chachameihim. So the Rambam understood G'dol Yisrael means big Talmid HaChachamim. Doesn't only mean adults as opposed to children, as opposed to Noshim. No, G'dol Yisrael means Talmid HaChachamim should run to do the Chilul Shabbos to demonstrate that it's at the Gomer, that there's no chashad, there's no midas chasidus. And even if the likelihood is that he's going to die anyway, even if I drive him to the hospital on Shabbos, he's going to die anyway. Or even if I don't drive him to the hospital on Shabbos, he's not going to die anyway, still. But if there's a sofek, you know, the Gemara says in Ksubis, the end of the first prayer, L'hocha b'pikuch nefosh esach ha-haroif. You're not allowed to go boss the rope and say he's going to die anyway. He's not going to die anyway. You have to be choshish for the miyut and maybe driving him to the hospital, maybe that will save his life. Unless it's mamash, echad min yelof alfi alofim, if it's so far removed from reality, then it's just ridiculous. But otherwise, you don't go boss the rope. You have to be mechal Shabbos. I remember there used to be a big Talmid Chacham in Rab Simcha Sheps in Torah V'das. He learned by Rav Elvela. So he would tell over a lot of stories about Rav Elvela. So he said when he learned by Briskerov, by Rav Elvela in Brisk, so on Shavuos morning in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz of Shachris, someone ran into the shul and he screamed out loud that a Jewish university student, there was some university there in Brisk, was run over by a car and he needs medical treatment, but because he's not a citizen of Lithuania, whatever country Litha was part of, Poland or Russia, whatever, so they can't give him the treatment until you contact the embassy. So Rabbi Elvela Soloveitchik heard it. He ran out in the middle of Chazor HaShachat. He has to make the phone calls. The Rabbanim have to do the Chilul Shabbos. And he was telling the whole Hishtalshlos of the story. And so he said, and who was the university student? Who was it? Some Apikoris. Most of the Jews who went to university were not Shemir Mitzvah at all. And nonetheless, Rav Elvela was the first one to run to make the phone calls. That's where Rav Soloveitchik made a suggestion once that maybe the fact that we make a Shalom Zocher on Friday night when a woman has a baby, maybe the minig of the Shalom Zocher and Shulchan Aruch, they give different explanation what Shalom Zocher is all about. Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe it's based on this, that the rabbi would come visit the Oledis, because the Gemara says the Oledis has the status of a Cholosh Yesh B'Sakana. If she needs something, that maybe the rabbi would come to visit the Oledes to see if she needs any Chilul Shabbos. He personally will take care of it. So the rabbi went. So it's not the Acheret, the rabbi goes by himself. So the Rosh HaKohol went, and the Gaboyim went also. And the Mela, whole representation of the Kehillah went to Baglit, the rabbi, when he went to see if the Oledes needs any Chilul Shabbos. He thought that maybe that's where the minhag started from. Shalom Zochas, to see if the Oledes needs any Chilul Shabbos. In the end of Leah Shabbos, we just learned Vayelach. In the end of Vayelach, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing a Sefer Torah. And he gave it to the Kohanim Halavim, Anosim Misarom B'yis Hashem, and they should put it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara Rashi and Chumash quotes a Machlokes HaTanaim from Baba Basra at the end of the first parak. Where did they put the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, the Sefer HaZorah? Did they put it on a shelf on the outside of the Oren, or did they put it inside the Oren? So that's a Shaila in the Tanoim. They didn't know. They weren't sure. So it says they should keep the Deba Hayosham B'choliyed. What is that all about? So the Pashtus is that on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, that was the Geirus of all of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara learns that if a non-Jew wants to convert Bizman HaZeh, he has to do the same as our ancestors did on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. That was the Geirus of Klal Yisrael. So before Korban Pesach, 7 weeks before Maimon HaSinai was Korban Pesach, so before Korban Pesach, all the men had to have a bismillah because kol oral lo yachol boy. If he's an oral, he's not allowed to eat. So the Gemara says it wasn't only because kol oral lo yachol boy. That was the milah l'shem geirus that was going to be completed later, 7 weeks later, on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. So the main thing is you have to have nasa v'nishma, kabbalas on mitzvahs. If you're megayir a goy, there's no kabbalas on mitzvahs. It's worthless, absolutely worthless. So you need nasa v'nishma, kabbalas on mitzvahs. Then the men have to have a bris milah. Then in the Chumash, it sounds like the married people have to go to mikveh. The single people doesn't say. Married people have palet tushich mazeren and balkeri, not allowed to be present at Maimon HaSinai. But the Gemara explains how you know that even the single people, everybody had to go to mikveh, because that's the din. A ger, habol, his gar has to go to mikveh. And then they had to bring korbanos. That's at the end of Parshat Mishpatim. So, ma'avasechem no nichnasu lebris, our ancestors, on the occasion of the Geirus of Maimon HaSinai, they had a mila, tefila, and korban, and kabbalas on mitzvah, so to ledoiros, whenever a non-Jew wants to convert, they need kabbalas on mitzvah, mila, tefila, and korban. Then the Gemara says, what about bezman hazeh? There's no beis hamikdash, you can't bring any korban. The Gemara said, the korbanos are not miyakev. But if the Geirim will live so long to see the building of the third beis hamikdash, they'll be mechuyev then. They bring the korban hageres. In the earlier generations, they would set aside the money. The Heri Yibana Beis Hamikdash, they would set aside money, and they would use that money to bring the korban hager if they would live so long to see the binyan Bayis HaShlishi. And then Rabbi Yechma Zaka saw that it's taking a long, long time. Rabbi Yechma Zaka was the head of the Sanhedrin before, during, and after the korban Bayis Sheni. So he did away with that practice that you shouldn't set aside money because the people were setting aside money. All the money got lost. So he said it's a kilkul and you shouldn't do. So the question is, but there was another thing on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu read from the Sefer HaBris. That's what it says at the end of Mishpatim. He learned from Sefer HaBris. So whenever we mekabel gerim hazman hazeh, we don't learn from the Sefer Torah. Rashi says on Chumash, quoting from the Tanoim in the Mechilta, Sefer HaBris was from Bereshis till the end of Mishpatim. So why don't we learn out from Maimon HaSinai, just like our ancestors on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, occasion of the Geirus, they needed Kabbalas on Mitzvah, Mila, Tfila, and Korban, and Kriyas HaTorah. So why don't we also require Kriyas HaTorah? So Mesama, the answer is that that's only when there's Kabbalas HaTorah Yedei, the whole Tzibur. When a yochid is megayer, he just did mila, tefillin, korban, and kabbalas hamitzvahs. When the tzibur, when the whole kol yisrael is mekabel haTorah, then you need to learn from a sefer habris. But there was another, the Gemara said, there was another time, Kima v'Kiblu. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos on Daf Pei Zayin, on the occasion of Nes Purim, the whole Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Torah again. Why was there a need for a second Kabbalah Satera? The Gemara talks about it. But there was another Kabbalah Satera. So where was the reading from the Sefer HaBris? So that's what the Gemara seems to say, that the Megillas Esther was considered Dibrei Shana Ve'emes. The Gemara says Kamito Shel Torah, just like the Sefer Torah was the Sefer HaBris in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu learned from the Sefer HaBris. So at the end of the Arba'im Shana, when Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing the whole Sefer Torah Ad Tumam, he wrote everything from originally on the occasion of Maim HaSinai. He had everything written from Bereshis till the end of Mishpatim. Then by the end of the Arba'im Shana and the Midbar, he had the rest of the Sefer Torah was written. So then he said they should put it next to the Oron HaBris V'ayosham B'choliyed. From now on, this is the Sefer HaBris. The Chamisha Chamshetar is the Sefer HaBris. So that's why we have dinim in the Gemara that Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur has to be from the Sefer HaBris Ola Chamisha Chamshetar. Let's say this coming Shabbos we're going to learn Ha'azino. So if you learn Ha'azino from a Sefer Dvarim that's written on Klaf, that would be Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. But that's not a Sefer HaBris. Sefer HaBris is only the whole Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Originally, Sefer HaBris was only from Bereshis till the end of Mishpatim. Then at the end of the Arba'im Shana, Moshe Rabbeinu finished, Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, he dictated the rest of the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, from now on, the whole Chamisha Chumshei Torah is the Sefer HaBris. But on the occasion of the Nes Purim, then they wrote Megillas Esther. And the Gemara says, it's Dibrei Shana Be'emes Kamito Shel Torah had the din like the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That was the new Sefer HaBris. So the Gemara has an interesting din. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. When you're laying the Megillah for a tzibur, if you have, let's say, 500 people in Shul, they're laying the Megillah. So if you're laying for Megillah HaKsuva Ben HaKsuvim, you're not Yotze. If a Yochid lays the Megillah, it can be, Megillah says that together with all the Chumash Megillahs together in one Galila, in one Sefer. Even though you have Ruz, Kohelis, Echa together with Esther, and Ruz, Kohelis, Echa don't have the status of a Sefer HaBris. So therefore we say, the Rambam says, yes, it cannot hold on me. If you have together with a Sefer HaBris, things that are not Sefer HaBris, pulls down the status. So the Megillah Esther is not a Sefer HaBris, but the Bris wasn't made with the Yechidim. The Bris was made with the Tzibah. So that's good. But if you're laning not for Yochid, you're laning for 500 people, there's a tzibur, then you have to lane from a Megillah that has the status of a Sefer HaBris. So if it's Megillah HaKsuva Ben HaKsuvim stitched together with other Svarim, then the others are not Sefer HaBris, so the tzibur is not Yotze. Only the Yochid is Yotze. So that was changed at the end of the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of Vayelech. Vayesham b'chol yed. From now on, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, now that Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing Ad Tumam, he finished writing the whole Chamisha Chumshei Torah. From now on, the Sefer HaBris is the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Not just like it used to be in the days of Maimon HaSinai, just from Bereshis till the end of Mishpatim, the whole Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Let's say you put the whole Tanakh together, Beglilach has stitched together the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, with Yeshua Shoftim, Shmuel Malachim all together. So the Rambam is a machlokes in the Gemara if you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to stitch together more Svarim. We pass in its mutter, but the Rambam says, yes, it cannot hold on me. Since Yeshua Shoftim, Shmuel, Anada don't have a din of Sefer HaBris, it pulls down the level of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So it's considered Kriya Mitoch HaKsav, if you'll be laning, because it has more than a Sefer Shalom there. But it's not called the Sefer HaBris, because the other, Shua Shoptim Shmuel, are not Sefer HaBris. So it's the same as Megillah Sester. Megillah Aksuva Ben Aksuvim, the fact that you have other swarm stitched together with the Megillah Sester, pulls down the status of the Megillah Sester that it doesn't have a din of a Sefer HaBris. Everyone should be blessed with a Gmachsim HaTeva, and we should all be healthy on Yom Kippur. No one should have to eat, but whoever has to eat, they're a dinim. Shulchan Aruch, how you eat, when you machilim os hakala kal tchila pochas pochas b'kishia, and when you eat normal, when you eat the regular achila, should all be healthy for many years to come. A good yore, everyone.
Good job, good job.
Amen. Can you hear us?
I mean, that's what the Rambam writes for Chachameim.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but what's the heta for it? Just to teach other people, but if it's usher, it's usher.
That what?
But the whole point is just to teach the women. So, how is that a heta to do that?
No, pikuach nefesh is dechakola Torah kula. Pikuach nefesh
right.
is mutter. But we shouldn't have the people are not so observant do it. We should have the most observant people do it to show that it's heta gomor. That there's no chashashas here.
But I mean, without having to teach the women, really would be preferable for not chachamim to do it.
No, we want to show the women the biggest rabbis are going to do it. If you don't have big rabbis, everyone should do it. But it's not only the people are not so medactic. The most medactic people are the ones that have to be Mechal Shabbos to show that it's Heter Gomer. Emphasize that it's Heter Gomer. Yeah. Agut Yara.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah.